It does smack of arrogance here that the minister has 2 weeks in a row decided not to come before the Dáil and listen to what myself and Pádraig McLaughlin have to say. And it's not arrogance towards me or Pádraig. It's actually to the people of Donegal. It's to the people tomorrow morning who will be still in chairs or in trolleys in the A&E in Letterkenny. It is the people who have received notification over the last number of whiles that their treatment has been postponed once again. It is the people that are wondering, will they ever get that appointment that they need to see the consultant to deal with an ailment that could have serious impacts on their health. It is those people that the minister has affronted. Deputy McLaughlin pointed out, as he has regularly, the fact is that Donegal, Letterkenny University Hospital, is one of the busiest in terms of inpatients, the sixth busiest in the state, yet in terms of funding, we are the 12th. There's a discrimination at the heart of this. We have said time and time again that this hospital has been kept it together by elastic bands and the goodwill of the staff that is there, but bit by bit they are snapping, and they're snapping to the point where the GPs across the county, 78 of them in total, had to come together and say to the minister very clearly that there are serious issues and there could be service collapse. 11 of the consultants have stood out, have put their names to the letter and said that there are serious issues there, and still, as we stand here, unless the minister is going to tell us differently, we still do not know, weeks on, that the minister is going to come to Donegal and listen to those health professionals that are at the front line.